Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned into the Wednesday
International Victory Services of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Yes, where the broken are made whole by God. And we are emanating from Baltimore, Maryland. And we thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to listen to us, to tune in to us. And we thank the hundreds of people who are writing in to us, who are sending our seed gifts, and who are doing our testimonies and various comments about our services. We thank God for you. We thank God for the many of you who are leaders in your own local congregations, and you're receiving a good word, hallelujah, from us on this program. So we thank you for your comments. We love you. We just praise God for you. We bless you in Jesus' name. We empower you to prosper in Jesus' name. We speak the grace and mercy of God upon you. And we thank God to give to you 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Again, our contact information is the Potter's House Church. It's actually the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. You can just say the Potter's House Church. Hallelujah. P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And if you'd like to call us, you can do so after this program, but maybe about 8 o'clock, hallelujah, excuse me, hallelujah, 8:30, 9 o'clock, glory to God. We'll still be on the air. We're 90 minutes. Our program is 90 minutes, hallelujah. We'll be all right. You can call us at 1-410-444-5152. Again, that's 1-410-444-5152. God bless you. And before we get into the pastor's corner, hallelujah, we want to I'll give you some housekeeping suggestions that you get a pen and pencil, magic marker or flare or and something to write on, and also get your communion elements together, some bread, crackers, or a toast, or, and something to drink, whether it be grape juice or juice or water. Get something to drink, because we're going to do, hallelujah, Holy Communion on tonight as well, because that's the meal that heals, hallelujah. But first, hallelujah, we thank God for you, because you've tuned into the portion of this service that's dedicated to the 1,000 pastors throughout the world who are part of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. We thank God for those pastors and those pastors elect and those who are standing in the office of the pastor or who are leaders in their local congregations. We thank God for you tuning in today. And, of course, hallelujah. A lot of you may say, well, don't you have prayer? See, we already prayed. Hallelujah. God, we have prayed. We have committed all of you to the mighty hand of Almighty God. And we're just going to go into the pastor's corner. Again, this is for the leadership of your local congregation. And one of the things that we say this often, we bring this to your remembrance often, and we want to do it because often our local congregations are handicapped by certain things. The number one thing is that your decisions as a pastor, as a leader, should not be made by your emotions, feelings. You know, your emotions and your feelings are like the tail that the dove wags. The tail is not the dove. It's just a highlighter on what's going on in the dove's life. And the same thing, your emotions are not to lead you. You know what is to lead you as a man and woman of God, as a leader in God's army? Psalm 37:23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord; they are led by God." Hallelujah, hallelujah. And on top of that, hallelujah, glory to God. Psalms 119, hallelujah, verse 105 says, "The word of God, that's your leader. The word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path." In other words, it should show you the way, not your emotions. And if you think about it, anytime you made a mistake, anytime you stepped out of the grace and mercy of God, anytime you did not do what you knew God wanted you to do, the culprit was that you were led by your emotions. So again, your emotions are not to lead you. The word of God, the Holy Spirit, that's your leader, that's your guide. Hallelujah, glory to God. And one other thing that we share, and it's three-pronged. It has three steps or three clauses. When you go to appoint someone to a position in your ministry, the three things they must have, of course, the basic is saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. We don't even have to talk about that. That's a given. But there are three things that this person must have, this lady or this gentleman, this saint of God, this brother or sister must have in order for you to put them in a position of leadership. In other words, you are delegating to them. Number one, they must have a coachable, teachable spirit. They must have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. They must have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. And you can actually ask them that. You can actually say, sit there, say, "This is an interview for a position that I really want to put you in, but I got to ask you some questions." And the first question is, do you have a coachable, teachable spirit? Or do you have a know-it-all spirit and nobody can share anything with you? Which is it? And you listen to them. And then the next one is, do you have a burning desire to please God and be excellent? Or do you just throw anything up to the Lord? Just listen to the answer. I know that sounds foolish, but ask him the question. And then thirdly, do you have a willingness to work and go the extra mile? You know. I know your job spec may say this is what you do, but there's something else that's needed, and it's extra. Are you willing to go the extra? Are you the will to do your job and then some? And you listen to the answers to all of these questions, and if they don't answer yes to all of those, they answer, well, maybe two of those, they're not ready. They're not done yet. They still have to stay in the oven until they're done. You understand what I'm saying? You putting somebody in leadership, they got to at least have this: coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God and be excellent, and a willingness to work and go the extra mile. They don't have it, even though you may need someone badly. You may need someone extremely. It's necessary. You need someone. It is worse to put the wrong person in the position that you need a good person to be in. Hopefully you receive what I've shared with you. I want you to take that, hallelujah, and run with it as you begin to delegate, as you begin to build your leadership team. You know, you must remember all of those things. You don't let emotions lead you. Make decisions for you. And the second thing, people you put into leadership positions in your church, your ministry, even if it's a Christian business, make sure that they have all three of those elements, coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God and be excellent, and a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Hallelujah. If that's the case, hallelujah, you are in for a blessing, you and your ministry. God bless you, elders and pastors and assistant pastors, associate pastors and pastors-elect, and leaders of God's army. We love you. Please write us, call us, let us know what you think about our pastor's corner and our victory services that we share every Wednesday and every Sunday. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for you. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. Hallelujah. Every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice right now. Hallelujah. Those folks, hallelujah. In North Carolina, hallelujah. Glory to God. Cheryl Williams and Jerry and Dorothy and hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name. In South Carolina, Ricky and Georgia, Tony, hallelujah. And oh, yes, right. Overseer Nevins in North Carolina. God bless all of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All of you all over the place. Jeffrey, hallelujah. Maria and California and North Hollywood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Sterling in Portland, Oregon. God bless you and your entire family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God, oh, glory to God. Bless you. Scooter, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Barry and David and Reggie, glory to God. Danya and Tiffany and Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah. God bless you for tuning in today. And Sister Angie, God bless you. And Yvette and Mother Harris and Mama Harris, God bless you for tuning in today. And Brother Derek Cleveland and Pastor Don Speak, God bless you for tuning in. And Apostle Margie Mercer, God bless you for tuning in. And hallelujah. Dr. Wanda Mack and Dr. Nancy McKnight, God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Apostle Dustin Harper and Sharon Harper and Dr. Sharon Harper, hallelujah. And Apostle Kevin Barber and Pastor Barber, hallelujah. Charlene Barber, Pastor Jason Roseboro, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord for you. And Charlene Roseboro, God bless you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Tom and Rosalind Swin, thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Jane, God bless you now. And Elder QB Stevenson and Renola Carr, Elder Renola Carr, God bless you. Elder Rosetta Carey, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord for you. Elder Lester, God bless you. Hallelujah. Deacon Dale, God bless you. Hallelujah. Brother Anthony and Kim, God bless you, all of you. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Aaron Walls and Elaine Wall, God bless you. God bless you today. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. And Raymond Banks and Chesapeake, Virginia, God bless you. And Rachel and Stephanie here in Baltimore, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Michael Shelton, God bless you, my brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Francine and Lavonda, God bless you. And Marie Thomas and Deborah Thomas and Charles Thomas Jr., God bless you there. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all of you. New folks that are tuning in. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We just praise God for Betty Christmas and Martha and Charles. They'll be celebrating their 61st wedding anniversary on New Year's Eve. God bless the big God. Great God from Zion. 61 years. My. God bless you. God bless you both. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. 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 And Tanya and David and Calvin from Ellicott City and Daniel Curtis from Columbia. God bless you. Elijah Curtis. Oh, you're down there in college. God bless you. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So many of you have just tuned in to us. We thank you. Cynthia. Prophet Cynthia, and there's another Cynthia, and oh my goodness, and Sojourner, hallelujah, glory to God, Sonia Journey, I get it right, hallelujah, we thank God for you, hallelujah, glory to God, we thank God for all of you folks, hallelujah, Pastor Ola Wright, Pastor, glory to God, Pastor, hallelujah, glory to God, Pastor, Lewis Wright, that's right. Glory to God. God bless you. Elder Thomas Owens and Apostle Dwight Smith and Lady Linda Smith. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Sandra Owens and glory to God. God bless all of you. We thank God for y'all tuning in to to this program on today, every man, woman, boy, girl. I can't call out everybody's name because they tell me it's about 2,000 to 3,000 people that listen to this broadcast. Well, bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. So I thank God for y'all. And heaven smile upon you. The grace and mercy of God be upon you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Right now, I like to read or paraphrase our Old Testament scripture and our New Testament scripture. Hallelujah. Because many of you know I'm visually challenged, but that's okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for an opportunity to even paraphrase, stand on his word. Testament scripture. You know this. This is the foundation for our ministry, the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. It's Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse, verses 1 through 6. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. So Jeremiah got to Stephen. He went down to the potter's house, and there he saw the potter working a work on the wheel, and the work that he was working was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again that seemed pleasing to him. And God said to Jeremiah, look here, can I not do to you in Israel like this potter? As the clay is in the potter's hands, so are ye in my hands, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Paraphrased, of course, Jeremiah 18, verse 1 through 6. And then the New Testament scripture is found in Romans, the 12th chapter, beginning with the first and second verses. And the word of the Lord says, brethren, I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your emotions a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And just a little caveat, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you add a blessing to the paraphrasing, to the quoting of your word. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wonderful, God, so wonderful. He's wonderful, God. He's so wonderful.
Hallelujah. Our sins are forgiven because of the blood. Hallelujah. Mm, glory to God. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's one thing you put above yourself is your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. So, Lord, we thank you for your word. Now, in the scripture, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 34. You say, hallelujah, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Mm. And Numbers 23:19 says, God said, hallelujah, glory to God. You said, Lord, that you're not a man and you should lie, but your word will do what was set up to do. You must carry out what you said. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Isaiah 55:11 says, your word would not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Mm. So we thank you, Lord, for your word today, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for our healing already, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that Luke 4:18 says you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Mm. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, oh God, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, hallelujah, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, hallelujah, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing the interderm, the mesoderm, and the exoderm systems. Hallelujah. You're covering all of it. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Hallelujah. Cancer's being dissolved right now. Tumors leaving. Ganglionic cysts dissolving right now. Hallelujah. High blood pressure coming to normal. Hallelujah. Glucose levels coming to normal. Hallelujah. Creative miracles happening right now. New spleens, new gallbladders, new knees, new kidneys. Hallelujah. New legs. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. New eyes, new tongues. Hallelujah. New ears. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The blood born pathogenic diseases are disappearing right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we got there's a testimony about that. Hallelujah. Somebody got a testimony about that. Hallelujah. Right now in the sick room, right now. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord. Psalms 107, verse 20. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is going there to heal. We send the word of God to heal right now in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for healing right now. The hallelujah. You said in your word, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100. You said, hallelujah, that we are your children and the sheep are your pasture, and that healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for healing right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night, the Lord Jesus also took the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Yada Boshekere Bo. Thank you, Lord. Yada Boshekere. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, flaws and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and play and praise, even as we sleep. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, reverses, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call down the fire of heaven on every spell, every hex, every curse against us and our families right now in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, hallelujah, glory to God, utterly destroys, does away with, utterly, hallelujah, discombobulates every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, for Holy Communion on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the meal that heals. We thank you, Lord, on those that are going to be writing us, hallelujah, and telling us about, giving a testimony about their healings, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for them right now in the name of Jesus. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Bear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord. And Father God, right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our family daily confession. We decree and declare, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. And we spoke this, hallelujah, for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families. Hallelujah. In our extended families. We spoke it. We decreed it and declared it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise God just a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. We just thank God for the healings and the miracles that are just taking place. And we want you to write, and God dropped in our spirit. We're going to do this on next Wednesday, and every Wednesday we're going to do this. We're going to be reading at least one testimony. We won't be giving the name. We may be giving you the initials, but we're going to read a testimony or of healing, or we may be sharing. sharing a testimony of healing that have been given to us, who people have shared with us. Because, see, the word of the Lord says that we overcome him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies. So when you hear a testimony of somebody miraculously being healed and delivered from something that you got, you know that God is still in the healing business. Is that all right? Or can I get an amen?
Amen.
Or if I can't get an amen, if I can't buy one, can I just rent one for just a little while?
Amen, amen.
God, thank you. Oh, Pastor Peaches, we thank you. God bless you. And at this time, Pastor Peaches, you may have a testimony or a few words to say. God bless you. Go ahead. Pastor Peaches, so glad to hear your melodious
hallelujah,
voice.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want y'all to know that Pastor Peaches is not just a pastor, not just a mighty woman of God, not just a superhero or authorized mouthpiece of God, but she's also my wife and the mother of my 8 children. And I want you to know, yeah, that's right, I said that. We have 8 children. Glory to God. Have mercy. Glory to God. God has already had mercy on us. But we thank God for how she stands in the role, so many roles. She has so many hats that she has to have somebody carry the hat. And she has to switch them on and off at various times because she is. We thank God for it. We love you, baby. Go ahead and share.
Hallelujah. Thank God for bringing me through this day up to this time and point. But I need hurt, harm, and danger coming upon me. I thank God for every opportunity that there is. I can encourage the saints of God. Hallelujah. And saints of God in this day and time, oh, just be encouraged to live for Jesus even more. Be encouraged to live for the Lord even the more. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think situations that we go through or that we're involved in is all about us. But sometimes it's not about us. But the people that are looking at us, that are observing our behaviors,
yes.
God wants to show them that there are true saints of God out there. There are saints of God out there that's not going to be turned to the right or to the left in their attitudes, in their disposition, and they're not going to speak ugly words out their mouth no matter what's coming against them. And sometimes we just say, oh, God, how can this be? And we think sometimes it's all about us. It ain't all about us. And we're living for Jesus. And when we lift up the name of Jesus, it's going to draw people unto him. So therefore, we have to live a life that's going to draw people unto Jesus. Because that's who we're living for. Hallelujah. And believe you me, you may think, oh, ain't nobody noticing me. Nobody noticing me. Nobody looking at me. Nobody, you know, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Your coworkers, your neighbors, you never know who's pushing back the curtains when you're leaving out to work in the morning to see how you dress, see how you carry yourself. Believe you me, I believe every time I come in the house, eyes are on me. Every time I leave out, eyes are on me. I remember when my children were younger, and the nuns that lived in the block with me, they said, and they were watching me. I didn't know it. They were watching how I took care of my children. I was a single parent at that time with 4 daughters, and they said, you know what, we're going to help you out. You're the only parent we see around here that's raising their children certain ways, that's interacting with their children's lives, and doing their children a certain way, and we're going to help you out. And don't you know, they enrolled my children in their private school.
Hallelujah.
They paid tuition. I didn't even know. I didn't know the principal of the school. I didn't know these people. And to say hi and bye, they were the nuns, but the principal of the school. And he passed the house one day. She said, somebody donated some money. We're going to put it towards your children's tuition. Oh, my gosh.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know that lady. Don't you know God will give you favor.
Hallelujah.
With people, with him. And I said, Lord, give me favor with you and with man.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know, and that is God. That's a blessing from the Lord. So you never know who's watching you, who's watching your life.
Hallelujah.
Saints of God, don't you know, you're under a microscope. People are wishing, I just want to see a real saint of God. You don't know how you're influencing somebody's life. You don't know how somebody is just of course, the devil in this room, yeah, it ain't nothing. I just want them to fall. But don't you know, the spirit of the Lord, when the enemy comes against you, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. The people of God, that there are people out there is going to watch you and it's come to Jesus Christ because of what they see in your life. Don't be fooled. Be blessed. Be encouraged. When you feel downtrodden, put a smile on your face until you get in the house and fall down on your knees and pray.
Hallelujah.
Something happens, pray in the spirit under your breath.
Hallelujah.
Don't turn the ends of your mouth down. Don't cuss. Don't fight. Don't handle things in your flesh. Count to 10. You got to walk away from somebody. Go to the bathroom. You're at work. Go to the bathroom. Sit in the bathroom. Pray in the spirit. God, and watch God move. I'm a witness. Watch God move. Hallelujah. He say, you're the head, not the tail. Above only and not beneath.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thanks.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you.
Be encouraged. Hallelujah.
Be encouraged.
Jesus.
And again, you tuned into the program, the Wednesday International Victory Service.
Hallelujah.
Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center.
You,
if you want to write to us for whatever reason, you can do so. Just put on the Potter's House Church or the Potter's House. And you put your card and you send it to Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland
21214.
That's right, 21214. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Now, Pastor Peters, you're my official timekeeper. What time do we have now?
Atonement. That will be 752.
752. Well, bless God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Now hear me while I pray. Oh, blessed to me. Hallelujah.
This is my earnest plea. More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee.
More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desire more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord. My heart desire more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench.
Yes, Lord.
This thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, you're awesome. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Father,
you.
I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Set the captives free today, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give back 30, 60, and 100 fold. Even a thousand of all increase of blessing on the throne today. Take me, save me, notice right now. We bind you in Jesus' name. You will not steal the word that shall come forth. Right now, in Jesus' name, we evict you in Jesus' name. Father God, we decree and declare your blessings. We decree and declare your grace and your mercy upon the hearers and their families today in Jesus' name. And our hearts say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. On on Sunday, we continue with a series that we started a few weeks ago, and it was entitled How to Remove Depression from Your Holiday Menu.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we understood statistically that more people pass away between September 1st and December 31st than any other time of the year. And thus we concluded that more people seem to be sick between September 1st and through December 31st than any other time of the year. It seems that so many things are happening in many parts of the world. It's the winter time. People get cold and there's certain situations going on in their lives. Now, we've been hit with a pandemic and things are really multiplying, it seems, in a negative way. And we seem to have an epidemic of depression going around. And people, even men and women of God, have come out of their mouths and said, I'm depressed. They're claiming depression, and they need, hallelujah. I had to, God kind of put me back to this. I believe the Spirit of the Lord brought me back to this, because some folks still need to be free. Depression, simply put, is the absence of hope. I said that depression is the absence of hope. When you feel all hope is gone, you're prone to do crazy things, commit suicide, or shoot your family and then yourself because you think that's the only way out. And see, we think, well, these are people that don't know the Lord. They're people who know God, who walk with Jesus, who cried out to him in a church sometime in their life, Lord, save me. And they're being beset with depression. And they have forgotten their first love. Glory to God. They've forgotten that Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 27 says, hallelujah. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. That's our hope is in Christ. If you don't be in Christ, if you don't put yourself in Christ, hallelujah, if you hook up with Christ, have Christ in you and you get in Christ, you're liable to believe any lie of the enemy. 1 Peter 5:8 says the enemy is going around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The attack that the enemy does to you, he attacks your mind. Because your mind is the foundation for everything you say and everything you do. Everything you say and everything you do, hallelujah, the prerequisite, the thing that came first was the thought. Now, we need to explain to you how your mind works. Number one, your mind and your brain are not the same. Your brain is your physical body. Your mind is your soulful realm. That's the seat of your will, your intellect, your emotion. And then you have a spirit. The spirit is supposed to control your soulful realm. Your soulful realm is supposed to control your body, your physical realm. They're interrelated. They're integrated. But here is the problem. People think that they can't control their thought life, their mind. But God says you can.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, look here. Think all imagine that. Look. Don't deal with the vain imaginations, hallelujah. Bring all thoughts into the obedience of Christ. All thoughts. What does all mean, sister?
All thoughts. All.
And the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, you are what you think. whatever you think, that's what's happening. And see, you need to understand the psychology and the physiology of your thinking. God made everything. Is that right?
Amen.
Science is a description of the everything that God made. And when science tries to explain the everything that God made and they leave God out, they get a misnomer. They get a misconception. So science now says they're getting some of this stuff right now, ever since 1990. They are saying now that 75 to 98% of the things that happen to the illnesses, mental, physical, psychological, emotional illnesses, are due to what we think.
Mm.
Science is saying that. What you think impacts your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because a thought grows real estate in your brain, real estate. They say, science says, I don't say this, but they say that you have anywhere from 70,000 to 180,000 different thoughts in a day, in one day. And every thought that is a positive thought causes relaxation, edification, a healthiness, wholeness in your body, because your body was wired for positiveness. Your body was wired for love. And love meaning you care for yourself. That's why the word of God says in Mark 12:30 says, "Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself." That's why I said that. Love yourself. You were wired to love yourself. When you get an injury, I mean, all the antibodies and all this kind of stuff rush to that site because it wants to heal you. You get a disease, there's an attack, something fine come in, you know, the antibodies and all the endorphins, stuff that start coming to help to alleviate that because you're wired for positive. Your body is wired to heal itself. Your body is not wired for fear, hatred, bitterness, wrath, sedition, guile, all that negative stuff. Your body was not wired for that. So when you begin to think that, your body has to grow new stuff so that that can sit on. I said, your body is not wired for the negative. So when you saute and marinate and ruminate over negative stuff, it has to grow new stuff in order to have that stuff sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people have migraines. That's why people, look, I heard Judge Mathis read something the other day about yeast infections, how it comes from stress. That's what I'm talking about. Your mind, you've been stressed out. One of the prerequisites of yeast infections, stress, a vertigo, stress. A pain all over the body, stress in your brain. Now I'm talking about your physical self. That all the nerves in your body start in your brain. Science says there's from 50,000 to 90,000 miles of nerves in your body, and they all start in your brain. Now, if you sauteing and marinating negative stuff, repeating what folks said negative about you, don't even do that. You don't do that. You talk about, you got the fear zone, you got the love zone. Fear zone, love zone. Love zone, hallelujah. You say good stuff, boy, you will feel comfort. Relaxation. You will feel stress rolling off of you. You will feel like you've been on a vacation. You know, you will feel like you had rest. You understand what I'm saying? You will feel comfortable. when you're dealing with good stuff. When you're dealing with the bad stuff, you get to jumping, your nerves, every sound, you jump 2 feet off the ground. Now, the nerves are just so messed up. You got post-nasal drip, your eyes are watering, you got a migraine headache, you got pains in places you didn't think you had places. I mean, and you wonder why. I done stuck my toe and it's hurting. I didn't bash my knee, but it's hurting. Why? Because there's 90,000 miles of nerves, and they're trying to grow new stuff to hold that negative trash and garbage that you've been trying to put in your brain. You got to understand me here. You got to hear me here. What you think about? What can I think about? Give me something to think about. Okay, Philippians 4:8. Pastor Pieces, go to 4:8. Philippians 4:8, chapter 4, verse 8. When you get there, say amen. You got to have positive. Say what?
Amen.
Right.
It is finally, brethren.
Hallelujah.
Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
That's what you think about. Hallelujah. That's what you think about. Look, you know what? Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask for or all we think, according to the power that works within us. Our thought life is important. That's why he gave it to us. But it's important if we think the right. But if we have toxic thinking, we have stinking thinking, we're going to get sick. I guarantee you. Because the Bible says, what a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6 and 7. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You sowing, that's like what you think, that's how you sow. What you think, what you say, what you do are seeds that are planted. And God is, he said, don't be deceived. Don't fool yourself. What you're thinking about, that's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to happen. I'll never be anything. I'll never be any good. Guess what? You won't. Because you're thinking about it. Oh, every day at 2 o'clock, I get a headache. It's quarter up to now. Oh, it's coming. It's 5 minutes or two. I feel it coming. You're going to have a headache. Every year, about September or July, I had a cousin say, you know, every year about July or August, I get pneumonia. And guess what?
It happens.
Every year, she got pneumonia, July or August. Something like that. You know, you can have what you say. You got to watch what you say. Stinking thinking.
Amen.
Trouble. Toxic thinking will kill you, baby. Depression. You say, well, I've got depression. I suffer from depression. You're calling depression demons to you, baby. You're being attacked. But you know what the word of God says? Isaiah 54:17. I bet you know what that says, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
No
weapon
formed against us.
No problem.
Because it's the heritage of the servants of the Lord. That's your heritage, baby. And see, whose report you gonna believe? I'm gonna believe the report of the Lord. Because see, the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies want you to buy them pills.
Amen.
Because they're making billions of dollars. I didn't say millions, billions of dollars. Even the doctors make money because they're prescribing stuff, and the companies give them money back. They don't call it that, but they give them money. And see, don't fall. The doctor said, well, you got schizophrenia. You got ADHD. You got this and that.
Mm-hmm.
A real disease, you can take an x-ray and see it.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a cell, a saliva, take a cell, put it under the microscope, and you understand what I'm saying. You can't take x-rays and say, oh, he got bipolar, or he got ADHD. Or you can't take a blood test. Why? because it's not really real unless you think it's real. Whose report are you going to believe? You have stuff because you decree and declare it in your life. That's toxic thinking, stupid stinking thinking. You deliberately determine you're going to be depressed. It just don't fall on you. It's not like a virus where you go in the room and everybody got a virus and they don't have masks on and you don't have a mask on. They say, you know, you get tested. Notice I said tested. And guess what? They say, you got the virus. That's real. Well, baby, just because somebody said you're depressed, you don't accept that. I don't accept that. No, look here. With his strength in here, God said in Romans 4:17, you can decree a thing the way it ought to be. He said, let the sick say they're well. Let the poor say they're rich. Let the weak say they're strong. You've got to declare.
Amen.
So you can get the victory because you can have what you say. You can have what you think. You up there using psychotropic drugs, you know what it does? It dumbs you down. It turns you into a tonic person where you move around like a robot. You say, well, my children are just off the hizzle-kazizzle. Guess what? They're supposed to be. They are children. They're supposed to test all the limits. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Got carried away. I touched the phone. Are we still on?
Yes, hallelujah, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to know. We're supposed to set the limits.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's all.
Yes.
So to give somebody, everybody wonder why there's an epidemic opiate. Because when they were 7, 8 years old, you was giving them pills. Because it calmed them down. So they grew up thinking that the only way that they can calm down and feel good is to get a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And then you blaming the government, or you blaming the white man, the black man, the green man, the orange man. You blaming somebody else because you're the one that told the doctor, go ahead, give me the pill.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can blame, Lord, can you save my child from drugs? You put them on the drugs. Come on now. If you get in the word like you're supposed to be, the word is seed.
Yes.
You want growth? The Bible says, and glory to God, in Luke 8:11, in Mark 4:14, that the word of God is seed. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:105 says, the word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. You want to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, and what to do? Let the word of God lead you. And people do every other thing. They go to the psychologist. They pay thousands of dollars. That's nice. I mean, they're part of God's program. I understand that. But if you would go to God first, stand on his word. Be a doer of the word, not just a reader, not just a hearer. But you go to, glory to God, glory to God. You go to James, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. You go to the book of James, and it says to be a not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word.
Amen.
You do that. Stand on his word. Understand what you're dealing with. Depression is the absence of hope. Put your hope in Jesus. Call it to God. You decree and declare, as Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, but nevertheless I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. You stand on 2 Corinthians 2, glory to God, 14. Hallelujah. God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You stand on the word of God that says, hallelujah, hallelujah, two of you touch and agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can bind the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. Hallelujah. What's loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. You can bind the devil, bind the spirit of depression, and loose the healing of the Lord. Loose the comfort of the Lord. Loose the salvation of the Lord. Loose, hallelujah, the blessings of the Lord over your life. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. What time is it, dear? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 8:16, prefect.
All glory to God. See, y'all got to understand it. Why are you doing this to yourself? You're deliberately. See, depression is a deliberate as a choice. You chose that. Sin is a choice.
Sin.
Hallelujah. Sin is a choice. Depression is a choice. You decide, ain't no walking in the room and all of a sudden you get depressed. No, you know what happens? The only way you get depressed walking into a room is that, look, you're the average of the five people you hang around. You hang around five depressed people, and you start saying what they're saying. You start doing what they're doing, and then you start feeling what they're feeling. It's not because it's contagious. It's because you are just buying into the devil. The devil wants you down. The devil wants your eyes closed. He wants you crying instead of reading the word. He wants you busy complaining, saying, this one, that one, or my mama. My mama did this to me. That's why I'm depressed. My brothers did this to me. That's why I'm depressed. Oh, that band that I was going with, this. Oh, my uncle did this. That's why I'm depressed. Glory to God. You're depressed because you want to be. You made a decision. Don't blame it on somebody else. Even William Shakespeare, I don't know if he knew the Lord or not, but he said, our fault is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. The fault is not in, but in ourselves that we are depressed.
Hallelujah.
That's a choice. I choose not to be depressed. Well, what can I do? Well, our pastor Peter's read Philippians 4 and 8. Hallelujah. You also, we also talked about 2 Corinthians 10, hallelujah, and 5. Hallelujah. We also talked about Proverbs 23 and 7. But you know what? You also got the weapons of your warfare. Hallelujah. You go to Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20, and whatever it says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that's an offensive weapon. That's an offensive weapon. The word of God. Stand on the word of God. Read the word of God. But look, there's 7,487 promises of God in the word of God. And he said that yea and amen in Christ. You got to be in Christ in order it to be yea and amen. No, you heard a lot of people say, oh, the promises of God are yea and amen. No, they're not. They're yea and amen in Christ.
In Christ.
In Christ. Yes. You can't leave him out. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Any man come in any other way is a thief and a robber. So you're trying to get the blessings of the Lord and you're leaving Christ out? You're a thief and a robber. And then you get complaining because God ain't coming to your beck and call. But you're a thief and a robber. You better deal with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
That's why we got to stay in the word of God. Your word. Because there's one thing he put above himself is what? There's one thing he put above himself is what?
His word.
His word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. And then he says in Psalms 89, 34, says, what I said out of my mouth, I'm not going to change it. He also said in, Isaiah 46 and 11, bring me in remembrance of what I said. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do.
Yes.
And he's going to do that. Don't look here. Stop buying into the lies of the enemy. God says in Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind, baby. Your mind needs to be new. You need to throw that trash and the stinking thinking, the toxic thinking out of your mind. You know, you say that's hard to do. Lean on the Lord.
Amen.
Matthew's, glory to God. I think Matthew's 11, verse 28, 29, and 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest, that's peace, for your soul. Your folks that they have said you're clinical depressed, you're depressed, you have panic attacks, because it's a hopeless, it's a hopeless in Christ. On Christ, a solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. On the Christ have a solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. You standing on anything other than Christ. Bye-bye. Adios, amigo. Adios, muchacha. Adios, señorita. Adios, señora. Adios, hombre. Bye-bye, birdie. Hallelujah, whatever. Glory to God. If you're not standing on Christ, anybody can tell you anything. If you're not standing on Christ, anybody can fool you with anything.
Hallelujah.
If you're not standing on Christ, hallelujah, the weapons, hallelujah, that are formed against you are going to prosper. They'll knock you down. Then they kick you while you're down. And if you still don't get up, they'll throw dirt on you. You got to stand on Christ. On Christ. The solid rock I stand. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Look back.
Other ground
is
sinking.
Hallelujah. Don't be hopeless. Jesus is our hope. He's the hope of glory.
I stand.
Stand on the rock.
The ground is sinking sand.
Hallelujah. Don't be thinking negative about your children or your family members that have not come out and only accepted Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just stand on the word that you already spoke over their lives. I speak over Sterling and Barry and Scooter.
In the name of Jesus.
David, glory to God.
Thank you,
Reggie and Donya.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I speak over Angie and AJ.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Yvette and Mother Harris and Mama Harris.
Thank you, Chief.
Over Tavon.
Oh, bless
you,
Lord. Thank you,
and Alicia.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Rose, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. I speak.
Tell about it, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thanks, and Rachel.
Yes.
I speak over Dominique and Justin.
Thank you, Chief. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord God.
Lord Jesus.
Only you, Lord. Only you, Lord God, can heal.
We speak it now, O God. We decree and declare.
Only you,
Lord. We decree it, and it's going to be established. It is established right now in the lives of everyone I've named tonight.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That they are going to cry out, what must I do to be saved? Glory to God. They are part of the body of Christ. We have spoken it.
Amen.
And it is done in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. I thank you, O God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, for the harvest on every family that I under the sound of my voice, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anyone tonight that would like to accept Jesus in their heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to save me from my sins. Wash me white as snow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you prayed that prayer, it's a simple prayer. It's nothing deep to become a child of God. You've gone from darkness into light. You've gone from death into light. Hallelujah. Jesus is standing right there at the door of your heart, just knocking, waiting for you to open up your heart. He is standing right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You prayed that prayer. You will become a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can speak whatever you want out of your mouth, and your daddy going to hear you. Your daddy going to honor your request. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And if you prayed that prayer, if you want us to even send you a Bible, hallelujah, send you some guideposts, some good reading material, call the number after we go off the air, 410-444-5152. If you had pennies to help build that hospital in Uganda, let us know so we can make arrangements to pick up your pennies. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, if you would like to send it to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, P.O. Box 45554. Hallelujah. 24554. Thank you, Lord. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is standing right there just to hear whatever you say out your mouth. He is closer to you than your very breath. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. He's ready just to prove himself to you. Ready, he's standing right there to prove to you how much he loves you. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I walk with him. I talk to him all during the day. I think I pray more in my car than I do any other place. And it's just me and him. Don't you know it's so wonderful to have a good friend you can just talk to anytime? You can just tell your best friend anything. That's how Jesus is. Take him as your friend, your best friend. You can say whatever you want to say. You can just vent. You can just let it all hang out. And don't you know he understands? He understands and he loves you. And there's nothing you can do to make him stop loving you. Hallelujah. He's not like a human that's in their emotions because you holler and scream at him or whatever, or because you've been because you're upset. No, he, and then you lay your head on his chest and just love on him and let him love on you. And he's going to love you no matter what. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah, Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. You can just put all your burdens on him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. He is awesome. He is an awesome friend. The best friend you could ever have. The best friend you could ever have. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have a wonderful week in the Lord. We'll see you on Sunday. Dial the same number on Sunday that you dialed to join in us for tonight. Hallelujah. Have a prayer request. Let us know that prayer request. We're praying special for Christy Rose and Sinai Hospital. Hallelujah. We're praying for so many people. Hallelujah. Let us know. Call us. Let us know who you want us to be holding up in prayer. And we'll be calling their names out to the Lord when we pray. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Saints of God, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God.
Oh, yeah, I want to check.